What, somebody else? You better go.
Yeah, better go ask somebody else.
So you say, so then I went and...
Well, I went and asked somebody else.
And the person would say, you're the second person who's...
Has asked me that.
And the highest rank in the Army...
Well, that would be a general.
And underneath the general, you'd have a...
Well, now, I don't know too much about that Army, but they's majors and lieutenants and... And sergeants, and I don't know their whole bunch of stuff in that army. And they're first class private and second class privates, and I don't know much about the Army. I never was in the Army. I don't know much about it.
What about, you know, the man that introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken? He's called a... His last name's Sanders, and he's...
Called what?
His last name's Sanders, but what's...
I don't believe I know.
Well, what else do you have underneath the general?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a lieutenant comes next, maybe, or a major. I don't know which one of them. Mm-hmm. There's a major or a lieutenant comes after them. I believe it's a major.
Mm-hmm. What about a colonel?
A colonel, yeah. There's a colonel. Maybe it's a colonel and a major and a lieutenant, or I don't know how it runs that way, but I know they're there. A colonel, I believe he'd be next to the major. Next to the major, I believe.
What about a person in charge of a ship? He'd be called a...
Captain.
Did you ever hear that word captain used in other situations?
Mm-hmm, yeah, sure have. A lot of times.
How'd you hear it?
Well, there'd be somebody maybe talking to somebody or something, they call him captain or make remarks about a captain or something like that. If he maybe walk up, somebody you'd rail claim with and you say, "Hello, captain." Mm-hmm. You know, just make, if somebody's well acquainted with, you call him a captain or something like that. I've heard them do that a lot of times.
And the person who presides over the court is called a...
What? A lawyer? You talking about a lawyer or does what?
Who presides over the court.
Oh, that,
you'd have a county?
You have a judge and... Mm-hmm. And a judge, he's supposed to be head of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Judge is. And then we have a... prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
and then lawyers and clerks,
mm-hmm.
shorthanders and everything there.
What about a person who does the typing and handles the mail and everything in an office?
Well, that would be a postmaster or work in a post office or something like that, I guess.
Well, someone who works in an office and does the typing and everything.
Well, I'd be a secretary, I guess.
Uh-huh. And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Well, she'd be an actor too, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And if you're born in the United States and you say that you're a...
Citizen.
Uh-huh. Of what citizen?
The United States. I'd be a citizen.
You say you're not a Mexican, you're a...
Yeah, I'm American.
And a person who goes to school is called a...
A pupil or... Yeah, a scholar or a pupil or something like that.
What if you're, say, in college? You'd be a college...
Well, you'd... be a student. College student.
And what different names are there for the races? What